Well, the once staggering number of Central American child migrants who make their way through Mexico and into the U.S. has fallen dramatically in recent months. About 2,400 unaccompanied minors crossed into the U.S. last month. That is 8,000 fewer than during the surge of migrant children crossing the border in May and June. Experts say the only way to permanently stem the flow of migrants is to address the violence and poverty that triggered the exodus. And the U.S. has already spent $800 million in recent years on programs to address drug trafficking, gangs, and crime in Central America. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Jude Jaffe Block at KJZZ's Fronteras desk went to El Salvador to see how that money is being used.
Girls in blue and white dresses and boys in straw hats dance while a band plays behind them in San Vicente. All this fanfare is because U.S. Agency for International Development is opening a new youth outreach center here in central El Salvador. The center will provide a safe space for kids to use computers and play after school. These centers are a key part of USAID's plan for reducing crime and violence in the region. The agency has partnered with local communities to open 140 centers in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. It plans to open 100 more in the coming months. At one center in the town of Chalchuapa, near the Guatemalan border, a handful of boys are in a drawing lesson in a simple room with turquoise walls. One of the regulars here is 12-year-old Eduardo Ardon. He has a buzz cut and wears a soccer jersey. He says he comes at 2:30 to play or watch YouTube. Eduardo says if these centers didn't exist in his neighborhood, he'd probably be holed up at home, avoiding trouble with local gangs. He says it's dangerous to be out on the street alone because you never know if you might be mistaken for someone else and something bad could happen. In July, President Obama asked Congress for nearly $4 billion in emergency funding to deal with the child migrant crisis. That included $300 million to spend in Central America, in part to expand programs like these. But Congress didn't approve the request. In the last few years, USAID has already been testing different kinds of violence prevention and vocational programs for young people in the region. Mark Feierstein is the associate administrator for USAID.
One of the things we're most focused on is getting at the underlying factors that is promoting the illegal immigration. And that means helping these countries in Central America to create jobs, to reduce poverty, and to reduce crime.
Vanderbilt University has evaluated the effectiveness of USAID's violence prevention programs. While the study won't be made public until the end of the month, Feierstein says preliminary results show that violence fell in areas where USAID has programs.
It shows that, you know, these models, they work. They need to be replicated. And that's going to be the effort in the coming months to try to replicate these models throughout these three countries.
Feierstein says his agency is importing to Central America some anti-gang initiatives that have proven successful in the U.S. For example, the biggest gangs in Central America started in Los Angeles. And he says that city has a program to identify the most at-risk kids and then intervene.
So the former deputy mayor of Los Angeles, Guillermo Cespedes, has been working in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and trying to adopt that tool to these settings.
¿Cómo se llama? Barra de tareas, en la cual aparece también un icono que se llama...
Here at the police precinct in the city of Santa Ana in western El Salvador, a police officer is teaching a group of sixth graders how to use computers for the first time as part of their school day.
Dale click en el icono. Okay, muy bien.
The class is part of a program called Gang Resistance Education and Training, or GREAT, which first started in Phoenix in the 1990s. It gets police involved with school kids, so they'll trust cops and be less likely to join a gang. Directly behind the police precinct, there's a new soccer field built with U.S. State Department funds. Coaches yell out drills to about a dozen boys. It's a police-sponsored soccer team, another idea borrowed from the U.S. The U.S.'s recent support for violence prevention programs has been welcomed by Salvadoran security expert Jeanette Aguilar. But she says other U.S. policies are making Central America more violent.
There's a double standard because the U.S. demands these countries improve their security, but the U.S. doesn't establish regulations to better control the illegal trafficking of American guns, which wind up in Central America.
She also says U.S.-backed efforts to crack down on Mexican drug traffickers have exacerbated violence and displaced drug trafficking activity to Central American countries.
These efforts have caused a shift in territory, and these Mexican drug trafficking groups have needed to look for new territory.
Back at the youth center, 12-year-old Eduardo Ardon hasn't built up much trust for the local police. He says there's kidnapping and extortion where he lives, but the police don't show up when they're needed. He says he personally doesn't have any confidence to report crimes to police, because some of them are part of gangs, too. It's a reminder that El Salvador's crime problems aren't easy to solve, and change will take a long time. For Here and Now, I'm Jude Joffe Block.